1420 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Stop surfing the dial. You've found the greatest station ever. Locally grown radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, your home for original reporting.
I'm Christopher Cruz in Washington. Michigan State University police say the man who shot and killed three people Monday night on two campus locations and wounded five others is dead.
The first shots rang out at Berkey Hall on the Michigan State University campus and then at a student union building. Interim MSU Deputy Police Chief Chris Rosman says the suspect was later found dead off campus of an apparent self-inflicted gunshot wound.
We are relieved to no longer have an active threat on campus, while we realize that there is so much healing that will need to take place after this.
The FBI is helping with the investigation. Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
Police say they found the 43-year-old shooter with multiple magazines and two weapons. One person has died, eight others have been injured after a man driving a U-Haul truck plowed into people at multiple locations in Brooklyn Monday morning. WCBS-TV's Christina Fahn reports.
The guy who got hit was in the middle of the road. He was, like, bleeding all over his head. Was covered with blood.
Witnesses say they heard a loud bang. When they ran outside, they saw a U-Haul with what appeared to be a bicycle trapped underneath, along with a victim suffering from severe head injuries.
The driver has been arrested. The search continues for debris from objects shot down by American fighter jets recently. Details from CBS's Nancy Cordes at the White House.
We are searching what is a fairly large area.
Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau.
There is some sort of pattern in there. The fact that we are seeing this in a significant degree over the past week.
Unlike the Chinese spy balloon, U.S. officials say these objects did not appear to be sending any communication signals or possess any maneuvering or propulsion capabilities.
A week after powerful earthquakes rocked Syria and Turkey, the death toll has risen to 37,000. CBS's Imtiaz Tayyab is in Turkey.
When it comes to the recovery effort, the United Nations has announced that part of their job has ended, and they are now going to be focusing purely on humanitarian needs, which of course is food, water, medical supplies, and indeed psychological help as well.
A report by an independent commission looking into the sexual abuse of minors in Portugal says almost 5,000 children were abused by members of the Catholic Church in the country over 70 years. More from the BBC's Alison Roberts in Lisbon.
Presidents of the commission are quoting directly from the testimony given by victims about how they had suffered not only at the time but over their lives, and in many cases also because they saw these officials remain in their positions even in the few cases when complaints were submitted to the church.
Super Bowl ratings are in. The close game between the Kansas City Chiefs and Philadelphia Eagles drew 113 million viewers, enough to make it the third most watched television show in history. This is CBS News.
You know, it's true. Difficult times have a way of focusing us. We have to think about what matters most when it comes to our spending, our health care. No doubt, this is why so many people are joining MediShare right now. MediShare is a trusted way to save up to 50% on your monthly health care costs. More than 400,000 people have already made the switch. It's pretty obvious why, too, especially now during this challenging season with health care costs and out-of-pocket expenses going up. MediShare can save you a lot of money. The typical family saves $500 a month. And MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry that's worked beautifully for 29 years. There are different options to choose from to fit your budget. I'll give you the number here in a second. And if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Maybe now is the perfect time to make the switch and start saving. Here you go. Call 866-88-BIBLE. That's 866-88-BIBLE. 866-88-BIBLE.
It's New York.
I was just curious as to why you called it the Paul Revere Show.
The Paul Revere Show is named this way because the poem that we all know, the famous ride, the poem was written to rally the troops to fight slavery and fight for democracy. And so I named the show the Paul Revere Show because I thought it was the time to get on the air and talk about democracy.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m., always on the Civic Media app.
From the Civic Media News Desk, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know. The Village of Buren Board of Trustees is holding their public meeting today, February 13th, at 6:30 p.m. at the Municipal Center in Wisconsin Rapids. Following is a list of upcoming meetings in the listening area for Tuesday, February 14th. The Central Wisconsin Joint Airport Board meeting will take place at 8 a.m. at the East Terminal Upper Level in Mosinee. The Wood County Board of Supervisors will meet at 9:30 a.m. at the courthouse in the County Boardroom. The Jail Construction Ad Hoc Committee will meet at 10 a.m. at the courthouse in Room 114. The Wisconsin Rapids Human Resources Committee will meet at 2 p.m. in the conference room at City Hall, followed by the Finance and Property Committee at 4 p.m. In Portage County, the Planning and Zoning Committee will meet at 5 p.m. at the Portage County Annex Conference Room 5. In Adams County, the Solid Waste Committee meeting will take place from 4 to 7 p.m. I'm Melissa Kay for Civic Media News.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Lows around 29 overnight under clear skies, winds out of the south, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Isolated rain showers likely tomorrow, highs level off around 49, cloudy skies. Cloudy tomorrow night, isolated rain showers likely, lows around 37. About an inch of snow Thursday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 32.
From the home of the Cranberry Blossom Festival, your news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
Liability, responsibility, and gullibility. We must tell you, the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. Three, two, one. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. It is a Mad Radio Monday. Dom, got a new brand up here. Same. Greatest radio show ever. And we're going to bring it to the people. And you, the people, you can be a part. 844-967-2789. But Dom, I'd like to talk about a controversial topic, apparently, for Democrats. Freaking socialism.
What? Oh, no!
Republicans. And we live here in the great state of Wisconsin. If you don't live here with us in the great Badger State, maybe you're unaware of the divide and conquer politics of Scott Walker, the former Republican governor here. And he's something of a bastard. And he really turned this state against itself. The neighbor against the neighbor. The rural against the urban. The public sector against the private sector. As long as he had 50 plus one, that's all that freaking guy cared about. And I would think that Democrats somewhere along the line would gain wisdom, learn a few hard-earned lessons to not be divided. Certainly over a theoretical topic like socialism, let's say, Dom. The Republicans, the House Republicans, not a brilliant lot. I mean, they're led by Kevin McCarthy and three-toe MTG. And they have already effectively divided the Democratic caucus on a vote on socialism. And I'm quite disappointed in the blue team in this case, Tom. I mean, come on. Let me read a little bit. New reporting at thehill.com. As House Republicans aim to use their majority to divide Democrats on toxic political issues, they found early success this month, making new hay out of an old idea, the horrors, air quotes, of socialism. The horrors.
Oh my God.
House GOP leaders staged a vote Thursday, that's last Thursday, on a resolution condemning socialism as a fundamental threat to American prosperity, Dom. In independence, a proposal that split Democrats and provided a potentially potent new attack line for GOP candidates heading into the 2024 elections. Oh, I get so disappointed in the Democratic Party. I'll tell you why, Dom. While a majority of Democrats voted in favor of the measure, 100 of the 212-member caucus declined to endorse it. And GOP leaders wasted no time pouncing when the tally was in. That wasn't a college vote on a college campus. That was a vote in the U.S. Congress. The 100 Democrats couldn't say socialism was wrong. Speaker Kevin McCarthy told reporters in the Capitol, that's a scary point of view. Yes, that you are so ignorant and that Democrats are so easily divided that they took this bait and that approximately half of them voted with the Republicans to what? Condemn the governance system of Denmark, Dom? Perhaps their senatorial colleague Bernie Sanders? I mean, he's a Democratic socialist.
Well, I mean,
do you condemn Bernie?
Listen, the whole thing is, it depends on what you mean, right? Words have meanings. How is Kevin McCarthy defining socialism, right? Because that was number one, should be right off the bat. If you're saying socialism is communism, I'm saying you're wrong. You think socialism is results with a dictatorship or fascism, I would say you are wrong. I mean, what is socialism? How do you define socialism? And what programs are paid for with socialist dollars, right? I would wager Kevin McCarthy, you, sir, and all government employees are paid out of the taxes of the American people.
Yeah, but they make a special point, these Republicans, of governing awfully. They don't earn that money, Dom.
Someone else made that? The military, highways, libraries, the police, the fire department, right? Postal service. Freaking sewers, roads, right? I mean, is that socialism? I just want to know what you mean by it. Because if you're talking about, you know, collecting dollars and spending them on public works, I mean, what the hell was the last bipartisan legislation, the Infrastructure Act? Well, what is that? Is that socialism? I just want to know what you mean, because I'm pretty sure no one's down with the communism, but Europe is fine with the socialism. We have all sorts of socialistic tenets in this country. I mean, we don't have private armies, right? If someone's concerned, that's a federal thing. Because what are you talking about? This is a joke from the start. And the first question should have been, well, Mr. McCarthy, is your salary the result of socialist policies?
Dominic, as a logical argument, Republican attacks on socialism have been undermined by their support for, let's call them, social welfare programs, including McCarthy's recent vow to protect federal benefits under Social Security and Medicare, programs that are run exclusively by the government and funded collectively by the taxpayers, who are required to contribute. That sounds like the definition of a socialist program, Dom. And Republicans have for decades castigated those entitlements as socialist initiatives that trample on free enterprise and individual liberties. And Democrats are warning that despite the rhetoric, GOP leaders are still eyeing cuts. Here's a quote from Rep. Jim McGovern, Massachusetts, the top Democrat on the Rules Committee. We're not fooled by Speaker McCarthy's promises, by the way. We know what he means when he says he wants to, air quotes, protect these programs. It's code for cuts. We've seen this movie before. And from a political vantage, the GOP's efforts to link Democrats to socialism as an abstract concept have historically been effective, resonating with broad swaths of conservative voters and helping Republicans gain vast grounds in states like Florida, which have shifted squarely in recent years from a purple battleground to a red stronghold. Among outside political experts, there's some disagreement about just how effective the GOP strategy will be. Well, Dom, it's a lot more effective if Democrats basically take up the same argument with them when half the caucus votes to condemn socialism as a concept. I mean, what about Medicare? What about Social Security? What about Medicaid? What about the New Deal?
Well, that's the whole point, right? They want to try to cast those things as some evil socialist program. But, you know, thankfully, you know, old people aren't eating cat food and dying in the streets anymore. And be even beyond just the actual taxing and putting into, you know, infrastructure or other programs, what about the regulation, man? I mean, and who is it, the government? Is it a socialistic tenet of a government to mandate some sort of minimum wage controls? You know, you can't have slavery. Hell, I talked him into it. I forced him into it. Why can't I do that? I'm free. No, you can't do that. Regulation. You gotta. It's gotta be an employment situation that must be paid a minimum wage. Oh, that's terrible, right? I mean, what are you talking about? I mean, you can't just go out and open up your doors and sell a product that's harmful to the American people. There's FDA, for example, right? You can't do outright fraud. I mean, all these things, what are they if not tenets of socialism? The combined will and effort of a government regulating private industry that you can't do X, Y, or you must do Z.
844-967-2789. It irks me, Dom. I feel like if people were better educated, this argument wouldn't convince 100 Democrats of the necessity of voting against their probable ideology. I mean, do you think 100 Democrats or more, do you think they really are against socialism broadly?
Again, definitions matter. So what do you mean by that? Do you want to do, are people down with government control of supply and manufacture and distribution of goods and services? Well, no. I don't know a lot of people that are. It seems like communism to me. But I think a lot of people think that communism is socialism. And, of course, it is not the same thing.
But they both have an ism at the end. They sound alike. You know, guys like Scott Walker, the divide and conquer former governor of the state of Wisconsin, he sure does analogize them as being exactly the same. Republicans do that with frequency, and when Democrats take the bait, Crudy gets a little miffed.
Well, come on. The FDA?
967-2789, and when Dom interrupts, I get more miffed.
What about FEMA? I mean, how many Republicans are cashing those checks? They're down with the FEMA. I mean, come on. It is such a disingenuous conversation, because I guarantee you most of those Republicans don't know the difference.
You're doing a heck of a job, Dommy. Jeannie from Eau Claire. Welcome, Jean. How you doing?
Hey, Jeannie.
Hi, guys. Great show as usual. I love your passion there, guys. The entitlement thing. Give me an effing break. People have paid in for every year that they have worked. Give me a break. They're just trying to get a tax cut again for their big money donors, you know, so they don't have to pay into Social Security, you know, a little bit. It's so sickening, guys. Nobody can afford to buy a road. Nobody can afford to pay for a bridge. Nobody can afford to pay for a library. Give me a break. Nobody could afford to buy a school. We all pool our resources together. And then hopefully we vote for competent people instead of insurrectionists and fascists, and we get the job done for all of us together so that we can all learn, be safe, and travel. It's unbelievable. Ludicrous, ludicrous. Thank you, guys.
Jeannie,
great work.
Real quick, yes. Jeannie, before we let you go. What about the Democrats that took the bait and voted along with the Republicans? I mean,
well, they should get chewed out. Everybody call them and say, hey, guys, you better do your schoolwork before you vote on anything that Republicans put forth on the floor.
Yes.
Yeah, I think they need to be, I hate to use the word woke, but you know what? If you're not woke, you're in a coma. So wake up, folks, and get out of the coma. Thanks, guys.
Thank you, Jeannie. Folks, we are the Devil's Advocates. We'll take more of your phone calls, and we'll accentuate the Republicans saying the quiet part out loud, talking about you, Mike Pence. 844-967-2789. Phone lines toll free from here to Iceland.
News talk and sports on both sides of the dial from Wisconsin Rapids and beyond. Locally grown radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Featuring legendary Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Football, life, and fun.
Earl, you've been driving a Yugo. They just gave you a brand new Ferrari with turbo boost. So enjoy it, brother.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger. Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Monday morning at 8 on The Shaw. 540 AM and 101.1 FM WAUK.
Warning, listening to the devil's advocates may expose you to opposing views.
It's scary. Maybe I am coming a little bit more over the left, but...
Well, it's not left. It's good governance, Steve.
It's good to be exposed to different ideas, and I do appreciate that you do put that out there on the airways, because a lot of times where you just get a little sound bite of this or a little bit of that, and that's the end of it. You're to be commended for that.
Dave, I'm glad you finally come around to commending the greatest radio show ever, man.
Follow the devil's advocates on Facebook and Twitter.
It's 4 a.m. and you're sucking baby snot through a tube because she's congested. If you love her that much, love her enough to make sure she's buckled in the right car seat. Find out more at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw.
Lows around 31. Overnight, under clear skies, winds out of the south, 8 to 15 miles an hour. Scattered rain showers likely tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 50. Overcast skies. Scattered rain showers again tomorrow night. Lows level off around 41. Cloudy skies expected. 3 to 5 inches of snow Wednesday night through Thursday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 32 degrees.
Save the $2 on tomorrow's paper. Listen to the Devil's Advocates today.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Phone lines open, going there shortly at 844-967-2789. You know, this whole socialism conversation, I'd love to hear the response of the Republicans when you talk about, I don't know, maybe corporate bailouts, for example. Right? I mean, how is that possibly done? The American auto industry, right? Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, AIG, the airline industry. Come on, all the banks over the years? Come on. I mean, there's still money outstanding. Fannie Mae, apparently, according to ProPublica from 2022, still owes like $62 billion to the government, to us, for the bailout.
Dominic, you privatize the profits.
Socialize the laws.
Yes.
See, that's... So they're down with the socialization of the corporate laws part of it.
Yes.
Right? Yes, yes.
Now, in regards to this resolution put on the floor, dividing the Democrats... in an asinine fashion, because they took the bait. But Democratic leader Hakeem Jeffries said the resolution was meant to provide cover for Republicans, and here's the rest of his quote, to try and undermine an agenda that is designed to lift up the health, safety, and well-being of the American people. The American people should not be fooled by anything that takes place on the floor today with respect to the so-called resolution on socialism. Madame Republicans, however, argued the resolution was strictly about denouncing socialism. Here's a quote. Rep. Mike Lawler from New York. To be clear, this resolution is not about Social Security or Medicare. Two programs with broad bipartisan support. It's about the sick ideology that has destroyed nations, ruined lives, and resulted in death and destruction around the world. And then you see the newest from former Vice President Mike Pence today. Dom, he said the quiet part out loud. They're not really that in favor of keeping the current Medicare in place. Republicans saying the quiet part out loud, Pence calls for privatizing Social Security. And more. Here's the article. Dom, former VP Mike Pence, a possible 2024 presidential candidate, his slogan, Hang Mike Pence.
Everybody knows that.
His voice support for a Social Security privatization scheme the George W. Bush administration unsuccessfully pushed nearly two decades ago.
If you don't get it the first time, just keep trying.
Trickle down economics, anyone?
Did it work?
Here's more. In a closed-door event Thursday, hosted by the National Association of Wholesale Distributors, a corporate trade group, Pence said he believes that the day would come when we can replace the New Deal with a better deal. Literally giving younger Americans the abilities to take a portion of their Social Security withholdings and put that into a private savings account that the government would oversee what could possibly go wrong. How does this correct any measure of what they
could? Why is the government's going to oversee it?
I mean, I continue to quote from the, you know, former VP. Did I mention the FBI is now searching his residence as well? Make sure he doesn't have any more classified documents. But anyways.
Great.
Back to the quiet part out louding VP Pence, I quote. I mean, a very simple fund that could generate 2% would give the average American twice what they're going to get back on their Social Security today, and it could give the government money doing it. Pence said, according to video footage obtained by the Democratic-aligned group American Bridge 21st Century. Experts have forcefully rejected the notion that private savings account of the kind Pence endorsed, which would allow workers to divert a portion of their payroll tax contributions into private investment accounts, would be more beneficial than Social Security's guaranteed benefits, as the former vice president suggested. Take your money to Wall Street. Why would you want the guarantee? Let it ride on black.
Someone's got to manage that money for it, and you do it for a low, low, low 50 basis points.
Dominic, the popular argument that Social Security privatization would provide higher returns for all current and future workers is misleading because it ignores transition cost and differences across programs in the allocation of aggregate and household risk, according to like three economists sympathetic to the idea of privatization. They wrote that letter back in 2000. Experts have also said private accounts would not, as Pence put it, save the government money. In 2005, analysts with the Center on Budget and Policy Priorities estimated that a privatization plan put forth by former Senator John Sununu and former Rep. Wait for it, Tom. Paul Ryan from Wisconsin. Of course, you know, the anti-socialist that he was. That little Paul Ryan John Sununu plan would create $85.8 trillion in additional debt equal to 93.7% of the gross domestic product by 2050, while not boosting Social Security's long-term solvency, something Republicans claim, and I'm throwing in air quotes around that, claim they want to do, Dom. What a fine plan. Boost the debt by $86 trillion while not guaranteeing any additional long-term solvency.
The CBPP wrote this: the creation of a system of private accounts would not change the amount of revenue coming into the federal government, but it would increase government spending because the federal government would be making regular payments into these private accounts. These payments would represent new government spending. This increases in spending unaccompanied by an increase in revenues would widen the annual deficits.
What a fine idea. Mike Pence, you know, this is the sort of presidential campaign that'll, you know, probably get you like 3% support.
Retreading some former VP candidate Paul Ryan ideas from 20 years ago? Great.
What was the alternative for Pence, though? If he's not sticking it to old people, Dom, well, then insurrectionists want to stick it to him.
Well, you know, I mean, he could always, you know, lean on his former career as a radio host.
Hey, man.
If you're in radio, you are qualified to do everything.
All the jobs are taken, Pence. You stay out. Come back with us, Devils Advocates Radio Show. You can hear your voice on the radio statewide, nationwide, worldwide. Civic Media app, Civic Media Network, Devils Advocates Radio. Greatest show ever. Join it. 844-96-PARTY.
WAUK 540.
Your place for this area's news, talk, and sports. We are locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
Pride.
Left corner three on the way. Got it.
Excellence.
Yes, it counts. And a foul.
Commitment.
Drops the hammer. Thank you and good night.
For Badgers, they're not just words. They're words to live by.
It's over. Let's have a party, Badger Nation.
Tyson.
This is your radio home for the Badgers.
Catch all the Badgers men's basketball action in the Big Ten this year right here on WFHR, locally grown radio, your home for Wisconsin sports.
If you're worried your friend may be struggling, remember, you don't have to be there to be there.
You can say how while you will get a fake tattoo. You can ask with an app if it works for you. You can write him a text or knit him a sweater. If you can't be together, you can write him a letter.
Whatever gets you talking. Whatever gets you talking.
You could chat on the game, kick off your flip-flops. You can ask on your couch while you binge watch. However you do it, you gotta ask a friend. And if they don't share, you can ask again.
Whatever gets you talking. Whatever gets you talking.
Reach out to a friend about their mental health. Learn how you can help at seizetheawkward.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council, American Foundation for Suicide Prevention, and the Jed Foundation.
I'm John O'Hurley, and I support Paralyzed Veterans of America because our heroes have sacrificed so much for our independence.
I had just come home. I had noticed my legs were swelling. Next thing I know, it was 3 weeks later. I was paralyzed. PVA has brought me back to life.
While parachuting with my platoon, my parachute didn't open. It left me paralyzed. I just don't think my family would be as happy as they are without the support that I received from Paralyzed Veterans of America.
For more than 75 years, Paralyzed Veterans of America has kept a promise to never leave a fallen hero behind. That's why Paralyzed Veterans of America is providing specialized medical care, life-changing treatments, benefits our heroes earned, the jobs they want, and the accessible vehicles and homes they need. Our paralyzed veterans have helped us live the lives we enjoy today. It's our turn to give them the best lives possible. To learn more, go to pva.org today.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe, and is the best way to protect that legacy. You know what? We should make an emergency communication plan. That way we're ready this year. At my dorm, we have emergency kits for earthquakes and wildfires, but I'm sure there's something more local. I can send you with a link.
Okay. Smart.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
How was your drive to school?
Let me tell you, I had to get my iced coffee first. I just can't seem to put it down. My favorite rapper just announced a tour. My phone was buzzing like crazy. I'm so excited. I had to text all my friends right then to talk about it. Then someone started calling me and...
Let's try that again.
I turned my phone off right away. I never drive distracted.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
From the Civic Media News Desk, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know. Portage County Executive John Pavelski announced that the social media app TikTok is banned on Portage County government devices. This decision comes after Governor Evers banned the app on state-issued devices, and other Wisconsin County executives have started to follow suit. Executive Pavelski stated in part, "The continued use of TikTok is clearly a potential threat to our cybersecurity and will not be allowed on our county devices. There is very little legitimate need for utilizing TikTok professionally by county employees, so banning use from county devices should be virtually painless." Wisconsin election officials are testing voting machines before next week's primary election. A public voting machine test was held in Madison on Saturday to give voters confidence in the system. Wisconsin voters will narrow the field of state Supreme Court candidates to two. Early voting for the primary is open through Sunday. I'm Melissa Kay for Civic Media News.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR.
lows around 29 overnight under clear skies, winds out of the south, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Isolated rain showers likely. Tomorrow, highs level off around 49, cloudy skies. Cloudy, tomorrow night, isolated rain showers likely, lows around 37. About an inch of snow Thursday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 32.
They're trying to, well, they probably do, but they're trying to equate it with communism, which it isn't. And in fact, what reasonable Americans need to do is look at just a few countries like the Scandinavian countries that have practiced democratic socialism for decades. They are always among the happiest 10 nations in the world. Yes, and they do have people get rich there. They have billionaires. So, you know, these guys are just, they're only after one thing, power and more money from donations. That's all they're screaming about.
And I get it, and we understand that, Jack, but I think some of the concern, I'd expect nothing less from the mega idiots out there that have no idea what the hell they're talking about. Good luck getting to the Capitol without a road. You know what I'm saying, Jack? But beyond that, you know, obviously some Dems went along with this, and I did see some Dems pushing back. But to take that vote and to not be, you know, unanimously against it, because of course the whole thing is a joke. I think it shows some cracks in the armor, Jack.
I hope you're right. I wouldn't mind seeing these crackpots get cracked.
Rhetorically speaking, of course, Jack. Thanks for the call, man.
When would we start talking about Mike Lindell?
He's always right there.
Pardon me, RNC chairman candidate Mike Lindell narrowly lost to Rhoda McDaniel. 844-967-2789. Don't get lost in the shuffle. Call now. Dick from Madison. How you doing, Dick?
Welcome, Dick.
Real good, guys. Jack is quite right, as always. I mean, it's not communism. It's socialism. But you guys last hour missed a shot at Walker, and I know you like that. Another thing he miserably failed at, creating jobs. Remember that one?
The $250,000 job promise, yes.
Yeah, but John Nichols is why I called. Right track, wrong tech makes me sick to my stomach to hear for this reason. He brought up a lot of other things. How about gun violence? How about Republicans siding with Russia instead of us? How about problems with police departments in this country? You're but talking, Dick, about right track, wrong track?
But, Dick, you know the blame often gets laid, rightly or wrongly. If your team loses, it's the quarterback's fault or the coach.
Well, yeah.
And if the country's on the quote-unquote wrong track, it's the president's fault.
It's well, sort of like this morning, the stupid thing I heard about the balloon. Somebody goes, well, some Republican, I don't know who he was, and he goes, this is kind of like tackling the quarterback after the game's over. And I'm like,
you mean shooting down the China
right.
balloon that may not have been a recurring occurrence from the Trump administration? They just didn't bother tracking them, and now that we do, you know, we didn't shoot it down in time. We're late hitting the quarterback while he's in the shower cleaning up after the game now?
Yeah, that's the analogy this guy made, and I'm like, really? That's the best comeback you've got for this?
You know, I heard some clever fellas on Righty Whitey Talk Radio saying, you know, some Republican governor, greatest thing they could ever do would be shoot down that blimp, the Chinese blimp. They'd be like, that's like the greatest troll of all libtard trolls. They would have been so proud of, like, Kristi Noem. Had she done it, she'd have won the Republican nomination.
Well, I mean, Marjorie Taylor Greene and some of these Republicans were encouraging their supporters to shoot at the balloon, apparently, with, you know, what, rifles?
Jewish arms. Space lasers.
Jewish space lasers, of course, of course. Thanks for the call. We appreciate it. 844-967-2789. If you are a supporter of choice and you are asked, do you think we're on the right track or the wrong track, given the Dobbs decision, I would think you would probably say we're on the wrong track. If you're for some, you know, gun safety regulation and we're not getting any from the Republican Congress, I would, you know, people are going to think we're on the wrong track. If you're concerned about the elevating climate crisis and there's not enough being done about it, and that's, you know, number one priority for you, you might think we're on the wrong track. So that's the point, I guess. And Crudy, I think you're right. Generally, you could say that, well, you know, it's the wrong track. But if it's very specific to, for instance, the policies of the MAGAs and the GOP and the conservative U.S. Supreme Court, there's not a whole lot that any, you know, the Biden administration can do about that.
We'll go back to the phones in a minute. Be patient, please. 844-967-2789. All fine and good. You, Dick, everyone, Jack, thinking in those terms. You know, maybe this isn't a comprehensive, doesn't break it down. You know, some think it's the right track or wrong track because they're too far left or too far right. Washington Post. I found this just this afternoon. More than 6 in 10 say the president has not accomplished much, despite the passage of numerous bills. Right. Here's what I would say. The American people are blissfully unaware of the accomplishments of Biden and the Democrats. And if they don't tell the story, if they don't communicate their successes, Dom,
yeah,
they're going to leave, you know, what, two-thirds of Americans thinking they didn't do squat. A little of the reporting here, then back to the phones, 844-96-PARTY. 2 years into a presidency that the White House cast as the most effective in modern history, that's their own assessment. President Biden is set to deliver the State of the Union Address Tuesday. It'll play out live right here on the Civic Media Network to a skeptical country, you don't say.
Hmm.
With the majority of Americans saying they do not believe he has achieved much since taking office, according to a new Post ABC News poll. The poll finds 62% of Americans think Biden has accomplished not very much or little or nothing during his presidency. I often assess your accomplishments as such. 36% say he has accomplished a great deal or a good amount on many of Biden's signature initiatives, from improving the country's infrastructure to making electric vehicles more affordable to creating jobs. Majorities of Americans say they do not believe he has made progress, the poll finds. They have no idea what we've passed, what Joe Biden and the Democrats, when they controlled the Congress, what they passed. And those were narrow majorities. 5 of the 7 big legislative pieces over the last 2 years, bipartisan, big deal accomplishments. Here's what I would say. Joe Biden coming to Madison on Wednesday, my hometown. Joe, in honor of the new Mad Radio brand, I even toned it down for you, sir. It's not Devil Radio anymore. It's safe, Joe. Come on the Devil's Advocates and let us talk about your accomplishments. You've gotten a lot done, sir. And all they do is call you a socialist.
Then they're going to call whoever is in charge a socialist, Crudy. A little bit more from this piece at the Washington Post. While 77% of Democrats say Biden has accomplished at least a good amount, that drops to 32% among political independents. Only 7% of Republicans say he has accomplished much, while 93% say he has accomplished not very much, little or nothing. Doubts about Biden's achievements are higher than those for former President Barack Obama in 2010 and 2012. As Obama sought re-election, 52% of adults said he had accomplished not much or little or nothing on both points. In a potentially ominous sign for the White House, Biden numbers are roughly on par with the negative ratings of former President Donald Trump, who went on to lose his re-election.
Dom, here's an interesting note. Biden has said the Obama administration did not do enough to tout all its legislative victories in the aftermath of the Great Recession. And he has promised not to repeat that mistake. But 2 years in, I'd say he's repeated that mistake, Dom. The polling tells us the American people have no idea what the Democrats and Joe Biden have accomplished over the last 2 years. Also dumb. I mean, we talked about the job growth numbers. 12 million jobs in 2 years. Do you think the average American knows that? I doubt it. Unless they listen to this fine program. The president recently said he'd put together an implementation cabinet of top officials whose job it is to do nothing but let people know what they've already done. Well, I tell you what, if Joe Biden's not available, Secretary Buttigieg, 844-967-2789. We take Kamala Harris. We take the incoming chief of staff, the outgoing chief of staff. Hell, we take Mayorkas before he gets impeached in the Congress, Dom. Somebody come out here and let's talk about this. Let's talk about the major accomplishments of the Biden administration. You know, they're about to pivot, not just to the State of the Union. This is Joe's chance to go brag on himself.
Right, now is the time for him to and the Democrats to coalesce and rectify and address obviously the apparent lack of knowledge that the average American has on what is going on in their government.
Isn't that always the Democrats' problem? Fox News says and misreports and misconstrues and claims, well, Democrats don't do anything. You know, they want to increase the crime, defund the police, and turn us all into communists. That's basically their take on the Democratic Party. And the reality of the circumstance, if it never breaks through, Dom. And right here, you know what we're trying to do with Civic Media? The reason we're rebranding to Mad Radio? Because we want to be more appealing to the broadest possible spectrum of people because they need to know the truth. The truth will set them free. But people don't know the truth. They're not paying attention. They're not learning the civics lessons, the history lessons, the econ lessons, Dom. And guys like Mike Pence are out there today advocating for reductions in Social Security. That's the alternative. That's Plan B. That's Team GOP for you.
Well, we're already in the debt ceiling crisis. I mean, this is happening, as you mentioned, Curdy. This is as we speak. This is going on right now. And where is the solution? What is the plan coming out of the Republicans, right? Well, I know, obviously, the Biden administration sat down with McCarthy last week, but that's going to be out there, and they're going to use it as a club. And the majority of people in this country do not get the concept of what this is about, what the constitutional requirements are for the dollars in this country, and what the GOP intends to hold hostage, and for what reason, and to what end.
Well, the debt ceiling, of course, reflects bills already run on the tab under the Trump administration, primarily some under Biden. But when you fail to acknowledge the debt already accrued, when you ignore the credit card bills coming due for the American people, you risk the credit rating, the full faith and credit, and that can have disastrous ripple effects through the entire financial markets worldwide. I mean, you're worried about 2% offset private investment of your Social Security accounts? The damage that these Republicans are going to do if the U.S. government defaults on its debt, Dom, are 10 times worse. It'll take you half a generation to recover a loss created by the lack of governance policies.
Well, and then they'll break use it. Socialist tendencies to bail out corporations because of their terrible fiscal discipline.
You're tuned into your home for the Wisconsin Badgers on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio.
Civic Media Radio Station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
I was just curious as to why you called it the Paul Revere Show.
The Paul Revere Show is named this way because the poem that we all know, the famous Ride, the poem was written to rally the troops to fight slavery and fight for democracy. And so I named the show the Paul Revere Show because I thought it was the time to get on the air and talk about democracy.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Mondays, 7 to 8 p.m., always on the Civic Media app.
Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian.
I'm really trying hard not to go insane from the mind screw that is this situation with the I was going to say the GAB, but now it's the WEC, which was audited by the LAB, and then it's now screwed up by the GOP. We're all SOL. Good for us. Congratulations.
Look at all those acronyms. Yeah.
We're the winners.
Tune in for Dueling Tangents every weekday at 2.
Life had a remote control. You could pause or rewind. Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. Take the 1-minute risk test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw.
Lows dip down to about 31 overnight under clear skies, south winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Scattered rain showers likely tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 50. Cloudy skies expected. Scattered rain showers likely tomorrow night. Lows dip down to about 41. Cloudy skies. 3 to 5 inches of snow Wednesday night through Thursday.
For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height.
Currently, it's 32 degrees.
The Devil's Advocates, tackling the issues you're not allowed to talk about at the dinner table.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Your thoughts always welcome here at 844-967-2789.
Dominic, it's a mad radio station. Mad Radio, 92.7 FM. You're listening right now. The world headquarters of Civic Media. Heading up to State Street, the most iconic street in the state of Wisconsin. But we're still doing the greatest radio show ever, and it only gets better when you participate at 844-967-2789. Let's get to the phones, Dom. Who's your Bob? Who's your daddy, Bob? Welcome. What do you got for us?
Hey, Bob.
Hey, boys. How you doing tonight?
Good, thank you.
You could have warned us about this Mike Pence character.
We blame Indiana.
Not me. Unfortunately, I come up out of Florida. So, you know, hell.
Well, then I blame you for Ron DeSantis.
Yeah, well, I ran out of Florida before him, but I got up here after Pence was out. So I did all right.
Yeah, you're doing all right, Bob.
Just a quick comment. I like the call signal change.
Oh, thanks,
I like,
man.
I like the designation WMDX.
Why do you like it?
I understand the W because of the position of the Mississippi.
Yep.
But the MD, MAD.
Yep.
But then again, you break it down to DX. Now, I'm old enough to kind of remember a bit of my Morse code. And DX calls is asking for signal. So when you tap out CQDX, CQDX, you're looking for a radio station at a distant designation.
Well, see, Bob, I actually thought the X and the MDX was really a reference to Dom's porn habit.
You know, you do one or two videos, Bob, and they never let you live it down.
If he was better, it would be MD triple X.
Well, you know, it could mean ex porn star.
Well, once a porn star, always a porn star, Bob.
All right. Thanks for the call, Bob.
Man, he taught me a little something there. He edified our audience. DX, long distance, what, radio signal?
Looking for a signal.
844-967-2789. See, you don't have to Morse code out the DX. Just get the Civic Media app, and you can take us worldwide. Rico from Rock County. Welcome, Rico. What do you got for us?
Hey, Rico.
Oh, hey. How are you guys doing? It's the Mad Devils. Mad Devils or Angry Devils? I don't know. Yeah, whatever fits, right, guys?
I'm just glad it's not as cold. The other day, I thought hell froze over, and that's what happened to the brand.
Oh, man. Well, you know what? You guys are always my favorites. Greatest radio show ever, right, guys? Hey, I want to talk about Biden and the State of the Union you were asking earlier. You know what I think Biden needs? He needs a really good spokesman that would kick ass. He needs kind of like a Clint Eastwood type, you know? Just somebody that comes out after he's done talking and really lays it down, you know? It's like, hey, you want to talk about your $9 an hour job? Where you at now, punk? You want to talk about $5 a gallon gas? $5 an hour eggs? I got to ask you, do you feel like you can pay for it now, punk?
it sounds a little confrontational. I was thinking more like Sam Elliott from The Big Lebowski. You know, something a little more wise and low-key.
No. We can't go easy on these guys. These guys are true maggots. We can't go easy on them.
I like Sam Elliott. He does the beef commercials, right? Beef. Tenderloin, ribeye. Goes through a whole, I mean, like Crudy's entire summer calendar. Like, yes, uh-huh. I'm cooking that later. Yes, I plan on eating that.
That is caked on the inside of Crudy's arteries. Yep, that's it.
You got to die of something, man. 844-967-2789. We hope you don't die laughing driving home tonight. We'll try to tone it down. Pat from Chicago. Welcome, Pat. What do you got for us?
Hi, Pat.
Well, hi there. Prudy and Dom, let me just say that Congress is not where it's at. You are where it's at. The fourth estate, media, shaping opinion, that's what you do. When Biden came to Milwaukee, we drove all the way there from Chicago to try to get in to see him, but we listened to your broadcast the whole time, and that's just what we'll do when he comes to Madison. And they do need to take a page from your book and figure out how to promote your approach to media. That's what's missing in the equation. And once that happens, the Congress and everything else will fall into place.
Pat, could you see Joe Biden out there as Devil's Advocate's pitch man? Dominic Salvia! Crudy!
I could see you guys as his pitch man. And I think that if he's smart, he'll announce his re-election bid in Madison.
I made that prediction, Pat.
To McCarthy and the whole gang. They don't like socialism. Well, guess what? Come to the seat of where action really occurs and where people care about people. Yeah.
Yes, ma'am.
That's just one woman's opinion.
I appreciate you sharing it, Pat. Hey, Pat, let me ask you before we run out of time. Do you think Joe Biden doing a good job? Number one, is he doing a good job? Number two, how is he doing in communicating his efforts?
No, he's doing a bad job. And again, we're from Chicago. We always listen to you via the streaming. We're on the Civic Media app, all that stuff, and have since it went up. I'll just say that whoever is advising him on communications is doing a really poor job, and they should be doing grassroots all the way throughout all. And I don't, you know, when Sanders was first, and going back to Howard Dean, they were talking about putting a Democratic Party in all 50 states. And I believe then and now that's what they should have done, and why they didn't, I don't know. You can talk to Jamie Harrison. But in the meantime, they need to follow your example, because the people you have in your sights, like Uline, for example, he's controlling politics here in Illinois, just like he's controlling politics in Wisconsin. He's probably got a broader reach than that, than we even realize. And somebody's got to put a stop to it, and it's very dangerous. And side note, even the French right and Boris Johnson and the rest of them realize they can't do away with universal health. They can't do away with socialist propositions. They can't, because if they did, they wouldn't even have a prayer of winning the election. The conservatives or the right Nazis or whatever you want to call them, they wouldn't have a prayer of getting re-election in Europe. So when they're talking that talk here in the United States, they don't know what they're talking about.
Pat, well said.
Yes, thank you.
Tell your friends you can also hear us on 540 AM all the way to Chi-Town. It's the Beast of the East. Thank you all for listening. Thank you, John Nichols, all the way from Reykjavik, Iceland, I think. Now stick around. Native Roots Radio and the Paul Revere Show with Stephanie Blumenfeld.
I'm Naheem Hines. professional football player,
and proud supporter of the Muscular Dystrophy Association. My mom was diagnosed with muscular dystrophy when I was 14, and I watched her struggle. But MDA helped her get the best treatments and care, and they also help kids like my buddy Ethan.
My name is Ethan, and I'm 12 years old. Thanks to the Muscular Dystrophy Association and people like you, I have more hope than ever before. From day one, they've treated me like family at my local care center. MDA is the only one that funds over 150 care centers across the U.S. to help provide state-of-the-art care for adults and kids like me.
For over 70 years, MDA has been transforming the lives of people living with muscular dystrophy, ALS, and other related neuromuscular diseases. They fund the research for breakthrough treatments, care, and cures. And MDA provides support to thousands of families like mine and Ethan's in communities like yours. Thanks to MDA, kids and adults can live life to its fullest. Join us and learn more at MDA.org.
Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.